Technology.ie, it's Monday, July 13th, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Hi, this is Conor Muinichon. Sorry we haven't had a technology.ie podcast in a while, but normal service is resuming. And we're also delighted to announce the launch of a sister podcast at a site called trailblazers.irish. As you might imagine, it's to do with the new .irish top-level domain. You can find out more about it, you can subscribe, and indeed you can get in touch if you'd like to be a part of it over at the site at trailblazers.irish. This week on technology.ie, we have an interview with Leonora Staines of .eu, or URID, the .eu domain registry. They're holding the .eu Web Awards later this year, and she joined us to tell us more about it.
So URID has actually been running as a non-for-profit organization since 2003, and we offer .eu domain names to all residents of the European Union who have businesses, in member states of the European Union, or, for example, who are resident in the European Union or the European Economic Area. And we have many different types of people who register .eu domain names, from established businesses to private bloggers, all of them looking to expand their business in some way and work away from the national extensions.
What kinds of organizations and individuals, in your experience, are choosing to identify with the .eu brand?
Well, we have organizations who, for copyright reasons, for example, might register .eu to make sure that no one else does. But then we have startup businesses who are looking to expand across Europe. And for that reason, the .eu domain name extension is perfect for them, because they don't limit themselves and they see a very broad market. And a lot of them, for example, might have offices in multiple member states, in which case the .eu domain name is perfect for them.
So let's talk about the awards. It's the second year of the awards, is that correct?
Yes, indeed. It's actually been such a crazy thing, because we only recently launched the second edition of the .eu Web Awards. Mm. The initiative is such a young one, and it was born just last year, so we're very overwhelmed.
Why did you decide to have an awards ceremony?
We actually have as our main objective to discover and distinguish the best .eu websites out there, and to enable winners to further develop them by gifting them a 5,000 euro Google AdWord package. And we've chosen to do this just to give back a bit to our customers and to have their work recognized.
There are, as I understand it, five categories in it. How did you choose those categories, and how do they help in relation to that aim of gaining recognition for the best of .eu?
Well, we try to be as broad as possible to encompass all the different types of businesses and individuals who register .eu domain names. So the first thing was that we had to have quite a few categories. And so that was the main reasoning behind how we elected the various different categories.
So tell me a bit about some of those categories. The first one I see here is the leaders. Who is that for, and why would you choose to enter that category?
So this category represents websites pertaining to established national businesses that are already well on their way to pursuing other markets, and that's including e-commerce websites as well. And these types of websites should be associated with companies that employ 10 or more people.
The next one is the rising stars. I presume that's for startups?
This category represents websites pertaining, yes, to successful startup companies with 1 to 10 employees.
And the laurels, what is that for?
It's relating to institutions promoting ongoing educational or pan-European projects.
The House of .eu is the fourth category. What does that mean?
It pertains to websites or blogs associated with companies or private persons in the news, media and entertainment field specifically.
Okay. And finally, the better world.
This category represents websites promoting a strong and green environmental message.
Okay. So the closing date is in September, I understand?
Yes, the 1st of September.
All right. How do people go about entering?
So basically, you can enter the awards by submitting your website onto an application form on urid.eu. So www.urid.eu. You can just fill in a form. It takes 2 seconds. You provide a valid email address, your name, and you submit your website to one of the 5 categories.
Is there a charge to enter, a cost?
No, it's completely free of charge. The only thing is that because the first round is based on the popularity of the website, so the most nominations, it's important once you submit your website that you have other people also nominate your website because it's the most nominations that we get you through to the final round.
Okay, so when you submit a nomination, you should encourage other people to submit nominations on your behalf as well, and that
yes.
will determine how it actually goes. So what is the process after that? Let's say you and as many people as possible submit your entries to the EU Web Awards. What happens then in terms of the judging process?
So then on the 1st of October, the 3 nominees from each category that have received the most nominations will be published on our main website. And then basically these nominees will then be subject to the judging criteria. The 3 nominees from each category will also be invited, whether they, despite who wins or not, will all be invited to the awards ceremony in November.
So tell me about the ceremony.
Well, it's a very competitive process. I know it sounds odd given that we're talking about a competition, but we invite the nominees that receive the most nominations to the awards ceremony where their various European stakeholders, jury members, and notably our media partner, Euractiv, who we're collaborating with this year, are all in attendance. So in that sense, whether you're a blogger or an established business, even being a runner-up is a big deal in terms of getting exposure.
Excellent. And where is the ceremony held?
The ceremony is going to be held at the Natural Science Museum in Brussels.
Very good. Looking forward to hearing more about it as the process continues, Leonora. Again, best of luck with the awards and the event in November. And we'll make sure to spread the word on technology.ie. Leonora Staines, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That was Leonora Staines of URID, the .eu domain registry. You can find out more about them and about the .eu web awards at the website at URID.eu. That's it for me. Good day and tachtan tachuin. Slán go fóill.